hey, I know it's gutsy to say this is the only goal setting exercise you will need to set your 2020 intentions, but why don't you just check it out? Here's why I think so. I've had you do the pre-work over the last 2 weeks in my two previous podcasts. Episode 15 was Wheel of Life Check-In. You came up with 10 areas of your life that you say are important to you, but then you had to rank yourself as to how well you're doing. You know, I think intellect is important to me, but I ranked lowest on intellect. Why is that? One of the women in the trophies, she said spirituality was a really important area of her life. She gave herself a 1 on the Wheel of Life Check-In and spirituality. This is a mirror that helps you take stock of how you're doing in life based on what's important to you. Last week, we went over your personal core values. This is your code of conduct. It's a standard for living. And when you come up with 5, 7, 10 personal core values, it makes setting goals so easy because you know what's important to you and what you stand for and what you want to make happen in 2020. So whether or not you've done the pre-work, let's dig in to this week's episode, the only goal setting exercise you'll ever need. And you may want to revisit the previous two episodes if you haven't already done so. All right, grab a pen and paper. Let's get rocking. Hopefully you have a fun pen. Why a fun pen? Because this is your life we're designing. Don't get a Bic. Don't be like everyone else. Get a fun, sparkly, furry, fluffy, smooth pen that you love to write with. Let's design your life. In your journal or on your blank piece of paper, I'm going to give you some categories that are like prompts. You don't have to stick to these when you're brain dumping what I'm about to have you brain dump, but these are just some ideas to help jog your memory, things that you might want to write down. Put down personal, put down spiritual, next family, then career, financial, fun, and adventure. You might want to have some more categories. You know, health and fitness is a category for me. I put it under personal. I shared intellect. It's a category for me. I put it under personal. Parenting and marriage, I put those under family. Travel, I put that under fun and adventure. You might want to put contribution. You might want to put social or friendships. So have some prompts because we're going to get everything off your heart and out of your head that you want to be, do, and have. You'll set the timer for 5 minutes. And this is likely a podcast you'll want to pause and then play after you're done brain dumping. So start writing, go. Everything you want to be, everything you want to do, everything you want to have. Don't edit yourself. Don't catch yourself saying, oh, this is stupid or just write it down. Just get it out of your head. We can edit and abbreviate this list later. Right now, just write. If it is so annoying having me talk, pause the podcast and write. Some of the things I brain dumped when I did this exercise were my fitness goals. I want to do 5 pull-ups. I'm going to start with 1 pull-up, but ultimately I want to be able to do 5 consecutive pull-ups. To build on my intellect this year, I have a reading goal, and then I also have an online class I want to take. For spirituality, I have journaling and meditation goals. I've got travel goals, date night goals. I have career goals that involve my branding, hiring someone. I have financial goals involving contribution, how much I want to give. For fun and adventure goals, I've got a weekend getaway with a friend, with my husband, different trips we want to take. So put it all down. You can always cross it out later, but if something pops up, get it out of your head. Write it down, even if it sounds stupid or materialistic. For some reason, it came on your mind, just get it on the paper. So go. And after 5 minutes is up, if you feel like you want to keep writing, well, keep writing. Write for 10. I say 5, but whatever. Do whatever you want to do. Keep writing if you want to. Get it all out until you're done, until you really do start writing things that don't mean anything because you're just trying to write something down. But what I hope you have is a couple dozen goals. Now we're going to edit the goals. I want you to mark your goals, whether they are short-term, mid-term, or long-term goals. So put a 1 by any goal that's a short-term goal that you can achieve in the next year or less by December 2020. Any short-term goal, put a 1. And if you come across any short-term goal that, it really doesn't speak to you, cross it out. Just cross it out. Midterm goals are like 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, goals that are several years out at least. Those are your midterm goals. Put an M by those goals. Maybe you want to put like a 5 near them. Mark the goals that are midterm goals. And then long-term goals. What I've found with my clients is people don't put these ones down. The long-term goals. These are the 10-year plus the lifetime goals. We want change to happen now. We want to be different now. We want our bank account to change now. We want a new job right away. We want a different relationship ASAP. And so the long-term goals are things we're often not thinking about. But then how do you know where you're going? Where do you ultimately want to end up? And so now's the time to balance your goals. Put down some long-term goals if you don't have any. And then alternatively, if you are a futuristic thinker, and this is the category I fall into, you're only thinking big picture, you're thinking those lifetime achievements, then you need some short-term goals. And what I've learned in leading the trophies over the last year is that the short-term goals, the little goals, the baby steps, you know, they're just as important as the big-ass goals. Because when you do them consistently, they compound over time and you become a different person. Reading a book is like, great job, you read a book. You read a book every month. You read a book every other week. You read a book every week. How different are you at the end of the year? How many different ideas do you have? What have you been exposed to? How many new philosophies have you come up with? Those little goals compound over time and they change us. You cook a new recipe? That's great. You cook a new recipe every single week. You're like a master chef by the end of the year. Your kids are like, Mom, you're killing it at dinner time. Actually, your spouse or partner, your friends might say that. Your kids probably aren't going to say that. But those are why the little goals and these short-term goals that may not seem like a big deal are a big deal. It's like savings. You save $100 a week or a month, $5 a day, whatever it is. That's a big deal by the end of the year. So have those little goals and have the goals that you know where you're ending up. Those are the big, big goals. I have this like dream house and vision of what it's going to be like when 10 plus years down the road, I've got this compound and there's different structures on the property so family can stay comfortably and a pool. And it's like, that's a long, long-term goal for me. But I know where I'm going. I know why I'm working. I know why we save for retirement. You know, this is something that's important to me and my family. So have all the different goals, short, medium, long, and balance out your list if you don't. And now you're going to go through your list and circle what we call your game changer goals. You know, I got this terminology from the Passion Planner. Game changer goals are the ones that they're your real goals. These are the ones that are going to move the needle for you. They speak to you. You get so excited when you think about them. You want to tell people about them, or they're so scary and big, you don't want to tell people about them. These are the ones where you can't imagine getting to the end of 2020 or the end of your life and you haven't achieved them. No, you will not be complete. These are your meaningful goals. These goals are aligned with who you are and what you're standing for. These goals are based on your personal core values. These goals will make you you. What are those 3 to 5 goals? And don't discount going to church every week. Don't discount volunteering at your kid's school. That might be where you are at this stage in your life, and it's a big deal. So what are those 3 to 5 game changer goals? And now what you're going to do is write a paragraph about each one and get specific. I've spoken a lot on my pods about specificity and how important it is to get exact when it comes to knowing what you want. You want more money? Here's a quota. But you want to earn $50,000 this year in your home-based business? That's specific. And so get specific, write it down 3, 4, 5 sentences. If you can't come up with a paragraph about your goal and what it is and why it's important to you, it's probably not a very meaningful goal. So this is a great time to continue editing or abbreviating your list. If you got to cross something out, cross it out. We want the ones that speak to us. They say goals pull you towards your future. They give you something to aim for. They give you purpose. You know what you're doing. That's why goals pull you towards your future. When you've got goals like this and they're written down and you're specific about them, then you can say yes to activities that are going to help you achieve your goals that are aligned with your personal core values. And it's an easy no to say no to things that aren't going to support what you're up to and what you want to make happen this year. One of the best books I read last year, we read it in the trophies, my free life coaching group, was Essentialism by Greg McKeown. And it's about learning to say no gracefully to the things that aren't going to move the needle for you. And saying no becomes so powerful, and it's respectful. It's respectful for you, and it's also respectful to the person that you may have traditionally said yes to when you really weren't that into it. Saying no is so powerful. And when you have goals, and when you know your values, and when you know where on your wheel of life you want to grow, it's easy to make those big and small decisions because you can say yes to the things that you're out to make happen. And you can say an easy no to the things that aren't aligned with your higher purpose. So if you want to continue the conversation, please join us over in the trophies. I'm having the Brave and Bold Women post their 2020 intentions, and also extra credit, you got to make them happen. And you want to do that today. Yes, today. Latest next 24 hours. What can you do to start chipping away at your goals before they grow stale? You lose enthusiasm and all the excitement's gone. An easy one I do with my clients, maybe not easy, but a common suggestion I make for my clients is if you have a goal that someone you know has already done, they've achieved it, they've become that person that you want to become, call them, reach out, send an email, send them a DM. That would be a great place to start chipping away at your goals. You know, you compress time when you learn from someone who's already been there. So why not pick their brain so you can learn how you're going to start making this goal happen. Great first step. I'm sure you can come up with many, many others. I hope to hear what goals you're out to make happen in 2020. Reach out to me anytime. I'm always on Facebook or over hanging out with the trophies. Bye-bye. You did it. Wasn't that so fun? Wasn't that so easy? You know, they say 3% of people write down their goals. Congratulations. This is a big friggin' deal. You are in the top echelon of productive society, and my hat's off to you. So now is when the rubber meets the road. What are you going to do today to start chipping away at these goals? And if you want to be immersed in a group of women that are locking arms to make their goals happen, please join us over in the Trophies, my free life coaching group for women at thetrophies.co. Love you, ladies.